The first time these two guys were on a track together was this. And I should have called, and I should have tried, and I should have walked you home every night. Cian DeCroix from Cork, Ella Henderson from England. Cian DeCroix is on tour right now. He was in Limerick on Monday night. He brought Ella over to sing their new Christmas song together. I'm sure you had a good time in Limerick, didn't you?
Yeah, it was so good. We had such a good time. Like, it's our first time performing it back in Ireland as well. So, like, I feel like it was just such a warm reception. The fans loved it. They were singing back with us, and it's my first time in Limerick. I've only ever been to like other parts of Ireland, so that was really fun, like going to a new place for me. But yeah, it was so good. Like, I'm super proud of Cian, like watching how he's grown and evolved as an artist over the last year and all the success he's had this year. So it's kind of end the year together, doing this Christmas song together and collabing again. Like, it's always a pleasure and always a lot of fun. And we love performing together. Like, I love getting on stage with someone that literally, like, you know, it doesn't matter, like, come rain, come shine, like, this guy can sing, and it's just so much fun.
We had the best time.
I'm delighted to hear it, because I did see the footage of you giving fans an impromptu, a treat performance on the streets of Limerick as well, with Rest of Our Days. What is it like going back to that kind of busking vibe after, and the street performance side of it, after being so used to the gigs?
Ella loves it. It's her favourite thing that to get dragged into. She's like, oh, thank God we're going busking. I love it so much. She can't wait to be...
It was actual... The funniest part about it, it was torrential rain. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get there was literally like a 6-minute walk. So we made me a poncho out of like a bin liner. And I was walking around the streets of... Limerick.
That's
so funny.
I've got so funny.
I have to put it up for people to see the actual like Instagram versus reality of it all. But no, it's nice to do things like that. I think like for Cian as well, especially when that's where you like started, it's always good to like to doing those things, and the fans were getting so excited and like running around the streets trying to like follow and find.
Ella, I think me and you are quite similar. I'd say we are creatures of comfort, and we don't frequent black bin bags to go busking all the time.
No, absolutely. But I did have a lot of fun doing it. I loved it.
And I'm lucky that Ella is willing to do it, because not everyone's willing to do it. And some people find it so nerve-wracking. But Ella's obviously amazing, and her voice is amazing. So even when we have the crappiest microphones and speakers, we get to make it still sound pretty good. So it's really fun. And the gig itself felt like the perfect show to have performed that song together. So it was a really, really nice show, and that just really like lifted it up and added to it so much.
Ella Henderson and the Irish man of the moment, Cian DeCroix. This is their new Christmas song together. Rest of Our Days. Ella Henderson, Cian DeCroix. It's iRadio. And to you as well, Ella Henderson, Cian DeCroix, Rest of Our Days on iRadio. We have Cian and Ella here. Ella, actually, since it's coming up to Christmas, I heard that there's something done to a pudding in your house at Christmas.
My dad puts a £2 coin inside the Christmas pudding and a £5 note, and then he likes it, and you've got to try and find it, but everyone's like always rushing to find the £5 note first in case it was set on fire.
Yes.
He's always done that, and then it's whoever gets the coin is like the lucky person at Christmas.
Nice.
I hope you sanitize the £5 note before it goes in.
Probably not. I mean, it's probably that much alcohol that it's
oh yeah.
Like when they used to put £5 notes or £10 notes in the crisp packets years ago. Sanitize. Cian, can you traditionalize it any more than that? Or are you rogue?
Oh, mine couldn't be any more opposite to that.
Go on.
Like, I grew up with like a French mom and doing French Christmases with her parents. We always do like smoked salmon is our starter pretty much always. And then, but it's always an Irish smoked salmon, like from the English market or something like that. Something like really good. My stepdad has a lot of friends who are like working in the salmon industry. So we'd always have smoked salmon, or we'd bring it into France as like a gift from Ireland for my grandparents. And it would always be that usually as a starter. And then we'd have like foie gras, which is like duck pate, you know? So we'd have that usually as well as a starter. And then almost always duck, like, is the main Christmas meat. Some form of duck, pretty much always. Usually magret, sometimes confit. And then I guess we would kind of do some of the more Christmas veggie kind of style stuff then, Brussels sprouts, but like all cooked in like the most butter, garlic, French way, like super fried up in the pan, like real flambé style. So it's very like very, very, very French.
Très bien.
Christmas, funnily enough.
Not only très bien, très chic.
Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dave and Fionnuala.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco,
weekdays from 3 to 6.